Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Mike Musil is our guest. We're talking about the generations and the differences and how defined the differences are between the generations and how it's creating some conflict in the workplace. It is creating some conflict in the workplace, isn't it, Mike?
I don't think there's any question. You know, and one of the things we might also recommend is that they don't take direction well from their superiors.
They may remind who when you say they, who you're talking about?
I'm talking about the millennials.
Yeah, the 20 somethings mostly. Go ahead.
Yeah,
they don't take directions. Is that what you said?
I don't think they take direction well, and they don't take criticism well at all.
Okay, so how do we deal with that?
And I think this goes back to the perception of you know the boss and trust and the old generation. And I can do, you know, I'll tell you a stat. I wasn't going to tell you. I should tell you this. It's going to blow you away. Of the interviews that I continue to do in my research, you know, rarely do I talk to a millennial that doesn't tell me they could do their boss's job in three quarters or half the time.
Mm-hmm.
And does that perception or does that kind of wrap up your feelings on the subject?
Well, I don't know that I feel that way, except that I think, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but
it comes back to your point about what little they think they have to learn.
Yeah, no, that's right. Here's what I would say to them. I would say to them the same thing I'd say to a startup small business. You don't know, when you price your product, you don't know how much you have to sell that for in order to stay in business long term. You're going to price your product day one as a startup way, way, way below what you really should be charging in order to make the gross profit that will keep you in business. And for a young person to say, if they're talking about a quality, qualified person, not some slacker, obviously, but somebody who's a real pro at their business, and they think they could do it much faster, then you know, maybe they probably don't understand. But
well,
there are, but let me say this, and I have to give them props. The 20-somethings are coming to the marketplace with significantly more skills that can be used immediately. I'm talking about technology, than any other generation I've ever seen.
No question.
And so, yes, there are things that they know how to do that maybe could be contributed could contribute to the operation. If they show up at a small business and the small business is still doing, you know, general ledger on paper, then obviously that older person needs some help from this younger person, right?
Yeah, I just had an interview with somebody that was working in a dealership, you know, and it was in a small town in Alabama, and they're still doing their inventory on a card system, you know, and it just absolutely drove, you know, the young person nuts.
Well, and that's understandable, but the thing is what has to happen is the young person has to not be, the young person is right. He has the information that can help this company. This is a great example. And the older person is way behind the times. So the older person has to help has to allow this younger person to help them and to make changes. The younger person has to realize that, okay, I can help them. I've got a better system, but I don't need to be disrespectful of what they've already accomplished that actually was good enough to get me a job.
Yeah,
see what
I think
I'm getting
that's
at?
A great point.
It's all about whose shoulders are you standing on before you are disrespectful or dismissive of another way. Let's look around and say, okay, are they standing on my shoulders or am I standing on their shoulders? In my opinion, that's the break point. What do you think?
Yeah, and if we recognize that, you know, my next question is, what are we doing about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that brings me back to some of the research we've done on, even in a small company of 5 employees or 10 employees, you know, the first day of waking or the first day of work or even a 3-hour, you know, quasi orientation program, because we don't have orientation managers and all that in small
right.
business a lot of times. I understand that. But even walk somebody through a scrapbook of how the business started and where they are now and how many customers they
right.
had 10 years ago and how
right.
many they have now. You know, if you educate them or at least share with them or expose them to the history and the growth of the company, maybe you can establish a little more respect for them.
But I'm going to encourage the millennials to look at that scrapbook with a great deal of awe and respect and not with disdain because it's old. That's
yeah, but how many have actually tried it, Jim?
That's a really important point, though. Hey, Mike, I got to wrap it up. Come back again real soon.
You got it, brother.
Mike Miso. They're not aloof, just Generation X is his website. His book, I should say. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.